Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Monday. So it's Easter weekend, and you know, there's like two things mainly that like people posted and I found really funny. So the first one was someone said, "It doesn't sit right with me that rent week is just after Jesus paid it all." I was like, yeah. But the second thing is someone said, "Jesus did not die and resurrect for me to be in an abusive relationship." And I was like, yeah. But it had me thinking about how a lot of times we actually do find ourselves in certain spaces. And I was thinking about like something that happened recently of like, you know, sometimes we get given the option of choosing out of certain situations, but we choose to stay within those situations. And usually it's like, why? It's usually situations that are bad for us actually, but we choose to be in those situations, right? And I think the issue boils down to not taking accountability. A lot of people would rather be in a space where things are messed up simply because it means that they don't have to step up. It's like if you're a random person who just does the most, you will not want to be around people who don't do the most. And usually you lie to yourself and be like, no, it's because they're boring. Chances are it's not because they're boring, it's just that they're responsible. And you don't want to be responsible. So you'd rather hang out with your... There's a certain group of friends that you know. If you go out, you're going to drink, you're going to party, you're going to make bad decisions, and they're going to support you while you make bad decisions, right? You don't want to be around those people who you're going to go out, you're going to have fun, but then the moment you start to make bad decisions, they're like, no, dude, stop that. You don't want those people. You don't want people who will be like, you know, if you meet your ex at the club and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going back home with my ex. You want friends who will be like, and then they'll let you go. You don't want the friends who will be like, no, stop that. Stop even talking to your ex. Come here, sit down. You don't want those people because those people are boring. And the reason why those people are boring is because they'll cause you to step up. They'll cause you to be responsible for your actions. And you don't want that. We don't want that. Right? We don't want to take responsibility. We want to have fun. We want to make bad decisions and have people who agree with us. And I think it's also the same with, like, I'll say this, right? And hoping y'all don't make it as controversial as you think it should be, but it's not. Some people stay in abusive relationships because it's a good excuse for them. Some of you choose abusive partners. Some of you choose toxic partners because a toxic and abusive partner means there is less that you have to do when it comes to accountability. Because that person is always going to be the problem. That person is always going to be, oh my gosh, they used to do this. They used to do this. Oh, they do this. They do this. They do this. It's all about them. And you don't need to work on yourself because they are the problem. Because you know, if you were to date someone who is proper, upright, who treats you right, who does the right things, you need to step up. And you don't want to do that. So, ladies, every time there's a man who's just a proper guy who doesn't do much, you call him boring. And it's not that he's boring. It's just that he doesn't make mistakes, which means you need to not make mistakes. So now you're like, nah, let me not step there. Let me go find someone who's messed up so that, you know, when we're breaking up, I have an excuse. I have an easy way out. He's the problem. He did this. And we choose that a lot. A lot of us are in certain spaces simply because it means less responsibility on our part. It means we don't have to grow as much. We don't have to do as much. We don't have to step up as much because it's a messed up situation. So yeah, a lot of us are actually stuck and running to messed up situations, even after Jesus died for us. But yeah, what do you think? What do you see spaces? Do you see things in your life? Do you see friendships in your life that they enable you to do messed up things? They enable you to be irresponsible. They enable you to be dumb. They give you the room to not step up. Do you see those spaces in your life that you normally run to? And you can admit it to yourself. It's all right. But yeah, do you see those spaces? Do you see those people? Do you see those people that you hang out with simply because they let you do dumb things? Do you see those people that you call friends and those people that you avoid because, hey, y'all are serious? Those people are serious. Do you see those people when you avoid them? Give me your feedback. ChimTC, ChimTC on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope that we can be a people who see freedom and run to it. People who we see red flags and we don't say, oh, I'm going to stay. And usually the reason why we're saying we're going to stay with those red flags is because we see our own red flags. And we're thinking, I'd rather be with someone who has bigger red flags than mine. So I would stay here. Let's be a people who actually go for freedom. Galatians 5:1 says, you know, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. So therefore, let us not run back to the slavery that we had before. Let us stop running to these situations, to these spaces, to people, to things, to addictions that are bad for us, that enslave us simply because, you know, it's we're used to it. We see freedom over there, but we're used to this. Let's not do that. Let's step up. Let's walk in freedom. Let's do, be, and not be afraid to try to be better. Protect your life, man. Protect your life. I'm out.